Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Baby, let's just dance, dance. Let's just dance, baby. I just wanna dance, 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 dance. Dance.
Can you feel it? Can you take it? Can you come and brace it? All of this electricity. Do it right now, right, right, right now. Turn the volume up, locking me up. Electricity.
Hey, bitchettes, welcome back to the bar. This is your illustrious leader, bitch number one, Christy.
And bitch number two, Kelly.
And we have a very special, am I allowed to call you a bitch?
The third bitch. We're allowed to call her. Bet you have to join our club if you want to be on here.
That's true. Kathy, I'm calling you a bitch and you can't hit me with a purse.
Hey, I'm fine with it because I'm in the presence of the biggest bitches
on the show.
That's right. I mean, look, any bitch is going to be less of a bitch compared to us. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Kathy, it's so exciting to have you here. Everybody has been waiting for this episode.
You know, I have had people dinging me on social media. When are you going on? When are you going on? And I was like, you know, when the timing is right.
You've had a very busy spring, to be honest, so which we're going to talk all about. But before we do that, we have a little bit of housekeeping to get to so that we make sure that we do all of our business before we get into the fun. So we are going to start, before we get into this very special episode with Candy Apple Kathy, we're going to start by thanking our patrons. These are people who went over to patreon.com/backtothebar and joined our exclusive Patreon channel. So let's thank Anna, Kate S., Elizabeth, Sydney, Emily, Megan, Zoe, Audrey. Am I going to read Kathy's name on here? Do you think? Maybe. Kaylin, Sydney, Cyrus, Vanessa, Laura, Alicia, Brooke, Francely, Imagetish, Claudia, Lucy, Aurelia, Colleen, Madeline, Madison, Emily, Amanda, Madeline, Summer, Elena, Forever, Amber, Jenny, Katie, Chelsea, Stephanie, Abby, Kaylee, M. Scott, Holly, Rachel, Aaron, Trey, Alyssa, Joseph, Mianshow's Hands, Gordon, Ava, Abby, Daily Vlogs, Emma, Leanna, Aaron, Kara, Megan, Bitchette number one, Bonnie, Sarah, Faith, Jesse, Catherine, Jaylene, Drew, Emma, Michaela, Jordan, Samantha, Bianca, Layla, Gabriella, Alicia, Russell, Sydney, Annie, Stephanie, Lexin, Rachel, Rachel, Ashley, Certain Silk, Riley, Megan, Maureen, Devin, Carson, Alea, Noah, Luz, TJ, Shay, Jenna, Samantha, Hannah, Blake, Montana, Abby, Rachel, Laura, Phoebe, Sarah, Kate, Kelly, Lisa, Liberty, Carly, Tiana, Carly, Justine, Victoria, Avery, Alexis, Brooklyn, Kendall, and Ella. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We always have so many, Kathy.
Yes, there's always so many.
Did you guys have Miss Barbara when you were little and she would like look in the mirror?
Are you talking about Romper Room?
Miss Barbara. She was on Romper Room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Nobody would get that but us.
I don't even get it.
Don't you remember Romper Room?
I remember the. I don't remember watching it, but I know I've heard of it.
She would hold the mirror up. They never said my name very often.
No, me neither. I would wait and wait and wait, and they would never say Kathy.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was very sad. Did you say she's a bitch?
She's a bitch. Yes.
Funny. She was a bitch. But you know what? And now our kids go to those damn places that have like signs with their names on it. I guarantee you Vivi's not on there very often.
No. Never.
Never.
Vivian, but not Vivian.
Yeah. Well, Clara's never on there. She's always like, it's Claire. Chloe's all right. But you know, yeah, no, but Barbara was a bitch. So Kathy, it's so lovely to have you. Now, one thing that we do at the beginning of every episode, and I told you, you did not have to drink, but we always start off with a cocktail. So, oh,
look
shit.
At you.
She showed up.
I go, Kathy. Holding up every time.
Yeah, you have the biggest bottle of Reuniti I've ever seen.
Might be 5 o'clock somewhere though, right?
It might be. I'm boring. I have my Rose Kennedy.
I'm boring too. I have, it's something new I'm trying. A Sunny D vodka seltzer.
I've heard that these are out.
They're pretty good.
I used to like Sunny D.
Terrible for your teeth.
52 years old. I'm over worrying about my teeth.
You said I wouldn't let
if those suckers want to fall out. They're falling out whether I drink a Sunny D or not.
Speaking of that, I'm going to tell you a story real quick before we get into all things Kathy. So when I was redoing my New Orleans house, I had contractors in and out all the time, and I have white marble countertops in my side. And one day I was cleaning all the stuff off because, you know, they just leave shit everywhere. And I looked down and I'm like, who had popcorn? I don't remember anybody having popcorn. And I picked up what I thought was a popcorn kernel. It was a tooth. Someone's tooth had fallen out and it like with a root. And I was like,
did you ever find out whose it was?
No.
One of your workers?
Yes.
They didn't notice it was missing?
They probably did, but they just didn't want to mention it. I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't keep it. I
think they would have picked it up and like,
well, and ran to the dentist.
Maybe. Glued it, they could have cemented it in or something.
Maybe it was a fake tooth. I have three of those.
Oh, Kathy. Oh, God.
You're showing your age, Kathy. Showing your age.
But I had to set my hand on fire after touching someone else's tooth.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's awful.
It was so awful. So awful. So, well, that's a beautiful segue into our episode with Kathy. Kathy, have you had any orthodontia left or any orthodontia done lately?
Actually, you know, they always say that you either have crooked teeth and no cavities or straight teeth and a mouthful of cavities.
Oh, interesting.
I have straight teeth. I never had braces. And my mom used to say, don't let anybody hit you in the mouth. So I was a little nervous when Asia's mom came on because all I could think of was my teeth.
Oh.
Yeah, but I have a mouthful of cavities and I have this horrible, horrible anxiety in getting to the dentist. I had all of these teeth that had crowns and root canals. And they only last for so long, I'm finding out.
Oh, I don't know.
Because my stepmom just had to get hers redone. I'm like, why do you have to get it redone? She's like, I've had it for like 15 years. I'm like, yeah. I thought they lasted forever.
Well, and like the post that's inside will fall.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's awful. So my end all game is to get implants. But again, I mean, just thinking of that, I'm sweating.
I was just going to say that makes me feel a little sweaty.
Can't you give me cute little teeth that I can just pop in?
Yeah,
so I have three of them.
Well, that's good to know. I'll put that on my list. Things to remember when I'm Kathy's age. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, we were going to recap an episode and then Kelly texted me. She's like, why don't we just talk to Kathy? She's like, you know, we can recap an episode.
It's so entertaining. We don't need an episode,
yes.
Right?
Yes, you are. I mean, you are definitely our most requested and asked about person for sure across the board. And I think
the most common question is Kathy really that crazy in real life?
Of course.
I get asked that, Kathy, all the time. Is Kathy really that crazy? I'm like,
I always question that. Of course, I never watched watched the show.
Okay.
The first couple episodes, I was like, I'm not watching.
We didn't watch it either.
And so now what happens for me is I catch things on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, that was hilarious.
Yes.
That was hilarious. Yeah. So, I mean, what made me crazy? Why would you guys think I'm crazy?
I always tell people I didn't think you were crazy.
Yeah, I didn't either. I would say Kathy's exactly what she's like on TV. I said, except I said, Kathy understood the game. Like, you understood it was TV and to be a bigger, more grandiose version of yourself.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair for anybody. Like, you understand, like, if you just sat around and acted, and I'm using air quotes, normal all the time, we wouldn't have had a show.
Well, and that's why I always say, when people say things like, and I know this drives Brian Stinson up a wall. It was an acting job for me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that would make him crazy.
So, you know, they would say to do something and I'd be like in the back of my head, okay, how do you make this funny? How do you make this bigger than life, like you mm-hmm. said. So that's where I was at mentally. Of course, you have all those people that don't understand what the content of reality TV is.
Correct. You know, Brian told us, he was a guest a couple of months ago now. He told us that, oh my God, he was afraid of you two.
Yeah. Of all the people he was afraid of on that show, it was me and you.
Why?
I know he thinks I'm psycho.
Yeah.
You must be crazy. You're the crazy. I'm psycho.
Well, I just had the word no down pat. Can you guys come film this week? No. No. Can Vivi? No.
Good for you, because we did not have that down pat.
No.
Christy and I did all this stupid shit we were
talking. I'm like, oh God, I have to do what? Okay. All right. I'll say it. Yeah. He said that you used to pull him in a room and he would start sweating.
Like, hardly ever talk to him. Like, wow. I just felt that you guys were way more in the know than I was. And I remember we filmed in, oh God, I can't remember where it was at. I want to say Rhode Island.
Okay. That was season one.
What was the guy that had the ugly tennis shoes and drove a Tesla?
Scott? No.
Michael Hammond?
Yes, Michael Hammond. Okay.
This is when we were in Rhode Island, Christy, and we had the 3-pound lobster.
I know, the three had the pound. Yeah.
So he took you guys all to dinner.
Yes, 3-pound lobsters.
We had 3-pound lobsters. Okay, it was amazing. Okay.
And Brian said to me, can you stay? And I went, no. And he went, don't you want to be on film more? And I was like,
No.
And then, you know, you guys all went out to dinner and had this lovely dinner. And I went to dinner with Mike and Vivi and I was fine with it. I was fine with it. But I always felt that you guys were way more in the know. You got to go to Jeff Collins' house and all of that kind of stuff. And I never got invited to any of
that. Oh, Kathy, you could have had my invite. I didn't want to go half the time.
I think
we only really ever did something like that maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
And when we were there, it wasn't like we were getting inside scoop or anything.
Yes. Well, see, I didn't know. I mean, and I was.
Yeah, no, you weren't missing anything.
So just I was just
good lobster that day.
That was probably the best thing you missed was that lobster, because we do still talk about it. We had 3-pound lobster in Rhode Island. That was amazing.
We were in Providence and we went to Hemingway's.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. It was so good.
It was good.
We were at Mohegan.
No, that was in Connecticut, the Mohegan Sun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Providence was when we did Where Have All the Children Gone? Yeah, Vivi was on the swing. Michael came because...
That's right. Okay. And Abby threw a fit.
Yes, that's why he came. Remember, she was sitting in the back doing the program book. She wouldn't film.
We also did some press or something that day, too. When they were practicing Where Have All the Children Gone, we were getting our pictures taken because I remembered my outfit I had on. It was like the blue and turquoise, black and turquoise.
That's where we were all sitting. And I posted that before and have said, make a comment, because we're all just... there forlornly.
Oh, well, weren't we always sitting there forlornly? We were probably thinking, what's fucking coming next?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God. So yeah, that's all I ever thought. As everybody always says, like, describe what it's like to be on a reality show. I'm like, it's like walking through a haunted house.
That's what I always say.
Do you? That's so funny.
I always say it's like being in a haunted house. You never know what's going to jump out at you.
Nope.
Because I go one step further and be funny by saying, you know, there's so many witches that I don't know which one.
That's funny. See, I always think it's a good place for a sociopath to hide and pretend to be normal.
I remember
Stinson saying to me on the phone, this is going to be great. And as long as you understand reality. And I was like, okay. as long as you understand reality.
I guess I didn't understand reality.
I guess not either. Oh, here's, okay, so I threw some questions up. I definitely want to talk to you, but this just like off the cuff, but this is actually a really interesting question, and it's about us too. Paula Robinson said, did any of the ALDC moms ever send you a heads up text letting you know about dances they were doing on Candy Apples Weeks? And she says, P.S. I love you, Kathy. You were so much better than Abby.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, yes, that did happen.
Mm-hmm. Who, Melissa?
No.
Was it me?
You get, yeah, I think it was when you were kind of like over it.
Yeah.
At your wit's end. It was very close to evening. And ironically, in real life, mm-hmm. I had been to Stamba Auditorium in Youngstown mm-hmm. and Abby was there. This is way before the show.
I was just going to say, when is this? Okay.
Way, way, way before the show. Oh my God. I'm going to say 1990 maybe.
Oh, great. Because I was going to say she was going to tell you about a mom she hated and it was me, but I wasn't there yet.
Way before the show. And she did Firestarter. Well, she didn't call it Firestarter. I think she called it Pyromania.
Jesus God.
And it had Rachel.
Kryling. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it was a duo. The girl was a pyromaniac. And then the little girl, she was trying to taunt her to go along with her.
Oh, like the Drew Barrymore movie? Is that what it was based
on? She tried to do that with you guys. And that's where you kind of gave me a heads up of what was happening. You texted me.
Oh, when we did that fire dance. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what the specifics were, but I do know that on my end, because I had that information, I foiled one of their situations. And I remember the producers just like, how did she figure that out?
Christy Toy.
Normally, did they, like, I don't know. It just always seemed like you did the opposite of what we did. Like, if we did angels, you would do devils. So the producers basically tell you what we were doing?
Well, you know, what would happen, and that's funny that you guys want to know what was going on my side. It was the same structure, I'm sure, as what you guys had. And it was like, you didn't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out. If you were doing pretty, I was doing ugly.
Right, right.
If you were doing ugly, I was going to do pretty. I mean, that was their back and forth format. And what would happen is the same thing that would happen with Abby and Gianna. Whoever the producer was would come to me. You know, we were dark on Monday. So Tuesday, if we were filming at my studio, I would be in the makeup chair and they would come in and give me the rundown mm-hmm. of what was happening. And, you know, you're going to do this. And what, I mean, no, not really. Once in a while, and I feel like I had a great rapport with Scott. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I would say, hey, I got an idea. Like I did the patriotic one and Vivi did the voiceover about becoming a citizen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think I was there.
No, I don't think you were, but I was thinking about that in the shower. And I excitedly called Scott and said, you know, you guys always want to use Vivi. I will agree to her being in this. Mm. I don't think you were, Christy, because that's when I had my final team, which I loved.
Okay.
Haley and all of them. So yeah, so they would come to me and do the same thing. They would say, this is what you're doing and here's the music. And in fact, going all the way back to when I showed up in LA, the very first season.
With Chloe's music, blah, bitty, blah, blah, blah.
For 3 days, I practiced that girl's piece and she was doing a patriotic piece. She had a red, white, and blue outfit. And the producer at the time's name was Tony.
I remember Tony.
Close to us leaving, like a day before, he walks in and hands me this new music. And I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's Chloe's music. Okay, what am I supposed to do with it? Well, you're going to choreograph a dance to it. And I was like, oh, man.
So yeah, she only had a day to learn that. And meanwhile, I can tell you, we never, ever, ever got music early. And I know that we got that music because they did. Remember when we had that 6 week break between the first six and the back six?
Oh, yeah. Season one? Funny story about that.
Yes. So you can tell your story in a second. But what I think they had done is they had found music for each one of the girls for like a nationals dance and was like sending it back and forth. Because I remember we had heard a couple of different versions of music. Now, they didn't learn the solos, but I knew that music at some point before that week.
So we never got our music before.
No, which that's why I remember it, because it was, I didn't either. It was very unusual. And that might be one of the reasons why I really like that music, because like I heard it for a longer period of time. It is a pretty song. And so that's surprising that if they knew that music was around for that long, that they waited until the day, like the day before you were leaving. Although
nothing was not thought out. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah.
But getting back to the 6 week break.
Yeah.
So the very first week, and I don't know if I've ever told you guys this or not, but the very first week that we filmed, remember you guys did one episode first, which was in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the reason that I was not in the Arizona one was because I was like, when I found out, oh, you're going to be jet setting, you're going to be getting on one plane and off another, I was like, oh no, not me. I'm not doing
Yeah, you don't like to fly, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I didn't at the time. So I did not do the Arizona one, because then I was told that the rest of them were going to be within driving distance. And please, you know, let's just take one day at a time. So that first week we went to Lancaster, and I remember the bus got lost. And I'm so unknowing, as probably you guys as well, that I didn't know that they had to stop at a certain time, because that was when their dinner was. And I didn't know any of that. And oh my God, I was on that bus and they were trying to find where they had ordered a sub, a round sub for everybody to eat. And I was writing to Aaron, get me off this fucking bus. This is fucking business. So when we were like 3 hours late getting back to her studio, and Mike was there with my mom, of course, you know, my entourage, they were sitting there waiting, and I ran into Mike's arms and said, I'm not doing this. So I wrote them a real nice little letter and said, you know, thank you for the opportunity, but I don't want to do this. I'm not the gal for you. And they were like, yes, you are. So 6 weeks went by, and then I thought, hey, this is it. I did it. It was an experience. I don't need to worry about it. And I get that I'm hosting a party, and I get this text, pack your bags, moms. You're not coming back until September 30th.
I remember that text.
I immediately went into tears and looked at everybody and said, get out, go home. And I ran up into my loft and I was sobbing and crying. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this.
So that's funny that you were checked out after filming you weren't even filming the first episode. You were on the bus to the first episode and you were like, I can't do it.
I cannot do buses.
Well, I didn't like a bus either. The greatest thing to ever happen to me was when noise canceling earphones came out, because I couldn't stand the conversation on the bus. Because there's one big mouth that just doesn't stop talking. And I was like, oh, God. So we used to hide in the back by the bathroom, Kelly and I. We're like, how far back can I sit? Please, somebody.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a T-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts, tees, and my personal favorite, easy breezy, beautiful, and cute summer dresses. I also wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like their premium European dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. So I just bought this washable silk dress from Quince that had this print that I saw actually on a high-end couture dress that I was dying for. And luckily, or just surprisingly, I was searching through the Quince website and I saw the dress and I was like, oh, I cannot believe it's almost the exact same print. Plus, it was washable silk and the price point was unbelievable. So now every time I wear this dress, I feel like I'm wearing a couture gown that was very affordable. In fact, it was not even $100. So you can have the same if you go to Quince. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/bar for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bar to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bar.
So, Kathy, somebody wants to know what your favorite outfit you wore on the show was.
Oh,
gosh. I thought that's a good one.
Well, I'll tell you, that is a good one. And I'll tell you, I struggle. You would think that I was a toddler. I struggle in what I wear. Like, I can't see. Vivi dresses amazing. She puts the coolest things together. And I'll be like, well, why didn't I think of that? I have to have everything matching. Like, years ago, you'd go into like Ups and Downs or the Limited and there'd be a skirt and there'd be a matching sweater. So now when you walk into these places, it's like, and what came in to go with that? And they're looking at me like, nothing, lady, you got to figure it out. What was my favorite outfit?
So Gymboree was like your jam for Vivi when she was little.
Yeah. Oh, I used to go in and say, oh, why can't you have a store for women like Gymboree?
Yeah.
For women. I mean, that would have been awesome. Okay, my favorite outfit was I had this amazing black leather skirt that wasn't actually pleated, but it
Kathy, I can't imagine you in leather.
Yeah.
Well, yes. It was season 2. And I don't remember what I had on, but we were in Pittsburgh filming and that's where Abby was pushing her dog.
Yeah, it was Fire and Ice. It was when you guys did the funeral dance.
Yes, I liked that outfit. I also liked...
I feel like you had a blouse and a sweater or some... How the fuck do I remember this?
Well, I would be really creative when I knew I had to film throughout the week. I'd be like, oh, let's do this and this and this.
Not me. I'm like, whatever fits.
We didn't have time.
No.
It was like whatever we had in our suitcase.
Somebody else needed to do this. So.
Well, you can tell that I didn't know what I was wearing,
obviously.
Well, I guess that at one point, the crew used to judge.
Oh, yes.
We had on.
I forgot about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They judged our clothes?
Yeah. Who was at the top of the pyramid and stuff. I think you won a lot, Cal.
Did I?
I do. I think you won a lot.
You and your mom jeans. You weren't winning anything.
I wasn't winning shit.
And your disco ball tops.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Somebody just said, Kathy, please make a quote book. And she says, make it look really serious. But inside it just says pages and pages and pages of sit down disco ball.
That's the most requested thing I get asked to say.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. You know what people like that I said? And I said this in the interview chair as just like totally not even thinking it was anything of note. And I get asked and quoted this all the time. Red plastic rhinestone crap. Blue plastic rhinestone crap. When I said Abby divides her jewelry in shoeboxes, And I said, she has red plastic rhinestone crap, blue plastic rhinestone crap. She does.
Yeah.
It is divided. She used to buy that shit in New York. You know those stores in New York that you'd buy your dance costume jewelry from? She always shopped there for herself. So people love that line. Olivia said, Christy and Kelly always say it was easy and fun to fight with you. Do you feel the same?
Oh, yes.
I loved fighting with you. You were easy.
Now, I don't really feel, Kelly, like we interacted nearly as much as you and I did, Christy.
No.
I feel like you were always the target of, right. Like, when I walk in, oh, there she is. Because I just saw a clip and I had a really cute red coat on. And I'm walking through and I look at you and I went, ew, that looks like throw up. And I just keep on walking. I mean, I just feel like you gave me a lot of material just and it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, I never was like, I liked when you were around. I did.
It took the pressure off of us fighting with each other. Mm-hmm. So it's much easier to fight with you because you went home. You know what I mean? Like when we fought with each other, it was like we had a wake up the next morning and go and sit with each other all day, you know,
right,
so it's so much easier with you.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a lot more facets when we would show up.
Oh, for sure. I like that you got it. Like you understood it was a show. So like we could fight and it didn't mean that you were going to like file restraining orders on me the next day.
No, it's funny because that is why I lost my season 2 team, which were all of my dancers.
Because of me?
No.
Oh.
They just didn't get it.
Oh.
That's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah, I got you.
They didn't get it.
Yeah, I got it. I understand. This is really cute. Sarah said, I don't have a question, but I want to tell her how iconic she is. And she said, during the original airing of the show, we all thought she was the villain, but really she was so sweet to her dancers. And now we all know who the true villain is. Much love for you, Kathy.
That's sweet. Someone said on a TikTok comment, which I love to refer to this because I feel like, yes, that is it. Somebody said, growing up and maturing is realizing that Kathy was always queen.
And that's a good one.
I love that because I feel like, you know, the little kids that were so against me because, you know, they loved Abby because Abby had the girls.
Yes.
They were loving and Abby was winning and the girls were winners. And, you know, no one wants to be a fan of the underdog. And so I was horrible. But now as these kids who were like 7 and 8 and 9, now as they're growing up and, you know, they're in their 20s and that they're coming back and now they're sitting and analyzing it.
They
and
get it. Thinking, yeah.
Oh my gosh, look, she wasn't really that awful.
That's exactly what they do to us too. They like us better. Because before they were just like, oh, those moms are crazy. Now they're like, well, wait, they might have had a point.
They're actually sticking up for their kids.
The maturity level kicks in. And now the decade has went by and the mindset is different.
100%. Have you seen, I am always in awe of those kids that are doing the Pyramid the Musical.
Yes.
Have you seen it, Kelly?
No.
Oh my God. They're brilliant. They're like writing all of these songs. It's like basically an off-Broadway show they're doing about dance moms. There is one called My Little Kendall that I scream over.
I like the Candy Apples song. It's hilarious.
One of the Candy Apples, I think I've only seen Welcome to Candy Apples. And then I know there is Kathy's Your Big Number too.
Yeah.
Your Big Number. Did Mike doesn't still own beef jerky stores, right?
No, he doesn't have it anymore.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
I love beef jerky.
Well, you know, he did that on a whim and I thought it was so stupid. And the only reason why he did it was because that front area of our building was vacant for a while. And he was like, I'm going to put something in it.
Yeah.
So that's why he did that. And when he came home and told me he was going to do that, I was like, man, this is a dumb idea, but you know, you do what you want to do. So he did it. And but now his dad was ready to pass down his business, which is a specialized palette business. So he has his job over here that he does. And he has this business where he's got people running it for him and all of that. So yeah, he went from jerky to palettes.
That's hysterical. Anytime it was Candy Apple Week, she was like, tell Kathy to bring me jerky. That was always her biggest request. It was hysterical.
Well, he loved when the crew would come in because they would drop $100 and some. And the day that we had to meet up Chloe, he loved that day. That was like a $500 bill.
I bet. So, okay, we can't not talk about Vivi. So Vivi just graduated. Congrats to Vivi. She's a high school graduate. She had an amazing competition season this year. I've obviously followed her on Instagram. Great tapper. Beautiful. I love that she like won student choreographer awards and stuff. Love all of that. And so now what's up next for Vivi?
Okay, so took her a while to decide what she was going to do. I mean, signing day, she had all of these offers like Point Park, Cincinnati, someplace in Washington, D.C., someplace in Akron, someplace in New York, Otterbein, a bunch of different places. And we have a client at the studio whose son just graduated from Cleveland State. They did nothing but rave about this school, how fabulous it was and how safe they felt. And I guess that their dorms are amazing. And that's the selling point is to people coming in. They're like apartments. Signing day came and went. And I was like, you know, Mike, what are we doing here? What's going on? I'm not going to press, but she's got to figure out what she's going to do. So finally, one day she was sitting in the chair and kind of burst into tears that all she wanted to do was dance.
Aww.
You know, and it's ironic. Here's the kid that was profiled as being the hater of dance.
Yeah.
So I said, well, don't cry. We'll figure it out. So a couple of days later, Vivi's a very together kid. A couple of days later, she said, I'm going to go to college. I have to go to see if I'm going to like it. And I said, okay, where do you think you're going to go? I'm going to go to Cleveland State. And she had talked to the people at the dance studio. And so she put that in motion. Well, then a couple of weeks ago, she met with her counselor because we did orientation, mm-hmm. You know, very nice facility, 50 minutes away, just far enough that, you know, she's not at home. She's
but if she needs something, you can be there.
If I need to get there, I'll be there in a heartbeat. So she was going to major in film and minor in dance.
Oh, cool.
She came down the steps and came over to my mom's side and said, I don't get to dance at all. And I'm like, what? No. And I got this, and this. And I'm like, Vivi, I don't give a shit what dad says. If you want to major in dance, you march your butt upstairs and you email the counselor and tell her you're changing your major. So she did. And now she's happy as can be.
Well, good. Good
for her. Major in dance and minor in business. She missed the audition to be in their performance company.
Okay.
Because she changed schools last year, she also missed the audition for their dance team. And I kept telling her because the two teachers that did the classes, because she took dance class every day. Those two teachers really liked her. And mm-hmm. I kept saying, go ask them if you can be an alternate. I don't want you.
God, so, yes, yeah. I know that
finds
child.
Out that they probably would have worked with her. So yeah. I said, go upstairs. You email the lady that's in charge of the dance department. You ask her if you can have a personal audition. So she went up and it was a situation where the lady said, okay, well, we'll take a look at you when classes start. And then like 15 minutes later or a day later, or whatever, she writes back, let's have a Zoom meeting.
Mm.
I don't know if there was some recognition or what.
Good. Use that shit. You know, like, come on, use what you got.
Yeah. And the lady said, I don't see a problem in you being in our performance team. We'll make sure that we look at you the first week. But based on everything I know, I think that, you know, you'll be on the performance team. So,
oh, good for her.
And it's good. Because her dance department, her dance building is directly behind our up in Cleveland. We have what's Playhouse Square. And there's a bunch of, it's like mini Broadway. There's a bunch of little theaters. And she's back in the theater district to do her classes.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Well, good for her. I mean, look, here's the thing is, and I believe this wholeheartedly, and Abby actually used to say this. She was like, the kids who like learn to love it later are the ones who stick with it. It's when they're little and they're like, it's all like flash up front. Then it's kind of like, hey, they get over it.
They say Vivi is the one that didn't want to dance on the show, but she's probably dancing the most now.
The most out of anybody.
The funny thing was while we were filming, she wasn't dancing on film, but she was at home being in countless
classes, competition
teams. And
I would not have let Vivi dance on that show if I were you ever. Because all they were going to do was make her seem
inadequate.
Yes.
The very first day that she had, and it's not even that Abby was an ogre to her because she was not. And Abby is very nice to Vivi to this day. But when Vivi my mom and Mike were sitting in there. I don't know why they were so lenient with me, but my mom and Mike were sitting right in Abby's dance room.
I'm like, what?
She was learning that bumblebee dance. And she walked over and crawled up on my mom's lap and had these big fat tears welling in her eyes. And when my mom told me that, I was like, mm-mm, we're only doing this as minimally as we can. I'm not getting my child through that.
Good for you. Because that... Ugh.
I wish I would have.
Yeah, but I will say Vivi has... And Kathy, I don't have to tell you. I say it all the time. Vivi is my favorite Dance Moms character. Every time she is on the fucking screen, she's so ridiculously funny.
She has such a dry sense of humor. Oh, that she might even recognize.
No, and she didn't care that there was a camera. She was just like saying crazy shit.
I say to Vivi that she collects friends like I collect enemies, especially young kids. They'll like be this person's friend for, here she comes up the steps. They'll be like this person's friend for a while and they're on their bandwagon. Then over here, now they're friend. Not Vivi. She's got this realm of friends that she's met at school, grade school. She's still friends with people from dancing at competitions. I mean, they're collected. And she, on any given night, she can be with this person who went to this school, this person who went, the dance friends. She's a popular kid, aren't you, honey? Hi, Vivi.
Hi, Vivi.
Stick your head in and say hi. Oh, God, she used to go to the dermatologist. That's all right, honey.
I'm sweaty.
We don't care.
Hi, Vivi. It's your two favorite dance moms, other than your mother. Hi. Congratulations, Teen Miss Dance of Ohio, your t-shirt.
There you go.
That was through Dance Masters.
I assume that was. Are you excited to go to college?
Yeah.
Are you excited to leave your mother?
No.
I'm just teasing.
My parents more often than like my friends and stuff. So
yeah, it is hard to leave.
Next Saturday night, I said, okay, we'll be up. We're going to go to Little Italy. Because now there's like all these things in Cleveland that I've never done. And I'm like, oh, good. I have an excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's good that you're away far enough that you can like be on your own. But it's great that you're close enough if you need something. It'll be so fun. You're going to have so much fun. College is fun.
Exciting.
You're a sweaty mess.
Make good choices, but make kind of bad ones too.
Don't be like Christy and I.
No. I told her make a little bit of bad choices. You're supposed to be a little bit bad in college. It's true.
I think college is the opportunity to do goofy ass things that you wouldn't do when you were in high school, like cheerleaders doing somersaults. You have that opportunity to do, you know.
All three of us just went, what?
Okay. So I'm going to use
say things and I'm just like, what is that?
Well, you don't understand. I'm not finished figuring out how I want to say it. Okay. So
figure it out, Gabby.
When you're in high school, there's things that you wouldn't do because you're too cool.
Got it.
College, you're going to do it because you have the opportunity to be goofy.
Yes, I do agree. Now, I've heard Brooke give this piece of advice and I've stolen it because I think it's a great piece of advice. So I'm going to give this to you. The day you move into your dorm room and you're moving in, leave your door open because everybody is meeting everybody in the hallways for the first time and everybody's on like an even playing field. Because everybody's new, everybody's a little bit nervous, everybody's like trying to feel out who's on their floor, who they like. Like it's the only time that nobody knows anyone yet. So like get to know as many people on your floor as you can. So leave your door open. People will pop in and be like, hi, I'm your next door neighbor, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that's a really good piece of advice.
Thanks. Yeah.
From my Brookie.
From Brookie. Chloe was just actually with Brooke and Nia yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
They went to Kennywood. Yeah, they had to leave because it was unhinged how that was a bad choice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Brooke since.
We went into that, when we went to see Taylor Swift for a week, I kept thinking, oh God, I'm so nervous to go. And lo and behold, it did happen. I mean, there was one point we turned and there were all of these people, you know, screaming and yelling. And I looked at like the ushers and I'm like, can you help us out? Oh yeah. And then they start like, you know, it's amazing how many people recognize you and how
isn't it crazy? It's been so long.
I mean, I think COVID helped the resurgence of it, but it's like for a while before COVID, like nobody was really bothering me. And my husband used to laugh and say, yeah, you're a nobody now. But now anywhere we go, we are approached.
Yes. Okay. I have a question since Vivi's here. Kathy, what's your most favorite iconic Vivi quote from the show?
Oh, by and large. And I have a funny story about this. I cut my ring.
I hope I can still dance.
And I love to watch that over and over and over because she is like,
look what you did.
It's hysterical because you're like, oh,
God, it's not even a hangnail. What is your problem? But we were at a competition this past year in Cleveland, I think. And
that was in Toledo. That was a group.
Oh, Toledo. Oh my God. The competition. I was exhausted.
That was a bad week.
I was literally exhausted by the time that we left. It was Toledo. We had a 3-hour drive, but people would not leave us alone. So we were in this big, huge cafeteria. And the first night that we were there, you were getting ready for your solo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Vivi's sitting at this table and she's got her makeup case and she's doing her makeup. And there's all these kids and moms surrounded by us. And this big girl, she's kind of tall. She comes up and she goes, I got a question for Vivi.
Jesus.
Like, oh. Oh. And I'm like, I try to be super nice.
Of course. No.
And I'm like, okay. Hey, honey, she's got a question for you. So Vivi looks up. And the girl goes, can you still dance because you cut your finger on your mom's ring? No one laughed. Everybody just gives like this big awkward silence. And Vivi went like this. And just
I
was just trying to get out
of the door. And then I left and went and like called Maya. I was like, Maya, you're never going to guess what's happening.
I don't even know if that's my favorite. It just every time you're in scene, when your mom was in the, you were in the back of this car and you guys are driving and you were correcting her. You're like, yes, yes. Say yes, not yeah. Yes. I don't even know if it was that. I'm howling at this because it's like, you're just being a mom. Like, we all did shit like that, but it was on camera. It was so funny.
Well, I like the scene where we were at Junior's. And I don't know if you guys know this or not.
Oh, wait. The ice cream?
You were sick. Okay, so she was sick and she had a cold. Like yes. Every time I turned around and I was filming that she was sick. Oh, I'm like showing her how.
Yes.
To do the
blur.
Okay. The backstory of that. We were going to see Newsies that night, and I was so mad because you guys were going to see Newsies the night before, and we wanted to go, and we wanted to kind of like have a situation where we saw each other there, and we had all of this planned, and they pulled it and said no. So we went to Newsies. Well, we were going to dinner. Do you remember Mitchell?
Yes.
We were going to dinner. We were going to go to Carmine's afterwards. Mm-hmm. We had had cheesecake in the afternoon, but not really a lunch. She was hungry. And I was like, here, take this cough drop and suck on it because you have a bad cough and I'm going to get you some licorice. So her dinner literally was a cough drop and licorice. And I kept putting her off saying a bad mom moment. I kept saying, we're going to Carmine's afterwards. We're going to Carmine. So after the show, all of the little Newsies wanted to meet us.
Mm-hmm.
We go up on stage and they're all, you know, and all of a sudden I look over at Vivi and she's like, ugh! She's throwing up all over the stage.
Vivi!
That's a great story. And she was mortified. And the boys were so sweet because they were like, oh, Vivi, they went and cleaned it up. They're like, we will think of you every night that we tap dance on this stage.
Oh my God, Vivi's mortified right now.
She
said she loves telling that story.
That's funny.
That's really funny. That's actually very funny. Just so you're aware, Kathy, Kelly and I did not see Newsies that night. And it wasn't because we didn't want to. There was an issue with like there weren't enough tickets. So we're like, we just won't go. And when we went to pick our kids up after we were standing in the lobby, the boys came out and asked to take a picture with us. Well, don't you know, Abby starts screaming at everyone that we just wanted to have a picture to pretend that we were there, but we were too cheap to buy tickets.
We were too cheap to buy the tickets. Yeah.
And we were like, we couldn't get the tickets.
Meanwhile, we were being the nice one saying, like, we won't go because everybody else really wanted
to go. No matter what the situation, whether you were being nice or you were being mean, they turned it and encompassed it to play against you.
Of course. And the funniest thing is they wanted a photo with us and we're like, sure. And then she's like, you are trying to make it seem like you went and we didn't. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, like, who cares if we went? People don't care.
Kathy, we just recapped this episode a couple of weeks ago. Do you know what my favorite scene of Dance Moms is? By far, hands down, my favorite scene is when Abby brought in that other team and we had to film a bunch of filler content. And they had Jill stop by your studio just to like check things out. And you were standing there and you go, nice little Louis Vuitton. And she goes, it fits in my big one.
It goes inside my big one.
It goes inside my big one.
Oh my God.
I remember that.
It was like you're comparing your Louis.
It's like you guys might have just said, what size bra do you wear?
You know, like, and I also loved in that scene that she's like, oh, I was just doing errands. Meanwhile, your studio is 3 hours from where Jill lives.
And you said, what? They don't sell stretch pants over here.
Oh, God, that was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, people ask me all the time. They're like, do Jill and Kathy really not like each other? I'm like, no, they really don't like each other.
You know, it's funny because I do get asked about Jill. Mm-hmm. There was, I don't remember where we were. And I think that she was supposed to be on my team. And I remember when she came to my team, I was told that she wasn't doing well with you guys. And they wanted me to show her the ropes. And what I found so annoying was that she kept saying, am I doing okay? Am I doing okay? Is that what you want? And I was like, oh my God, stop being a film whore. That's what I kept in my mind. Okay, but we were somewhere and we went to lunch together. We had a window of time, wasn't being filmed. It was just her and I, and we had a delightful lunch. And I always say to people that are intimate people within me, I don't say it publicly all the time, but if I would have met her and I would have worked in an office and she would have been in the office also, we probably would have been friends.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things that we had in common, but now it's to the point where, yeah, it's a good shtick. I can't stand her.
Yeah. She used to get so aggravated and I would be like, wait, is this real? She'd be like, oh, I can't stand Kathy. And I'm like, oh, like I always kind of thought she was putting it on. And then she'd be like, oh, and I'm like, no, we like Kathy Weeks. Like we really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I didn't get it. But I also think, too, that maybe because you were on season one and you were an OG and like that was always kind of like a point of contention with her.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because she truly liked to think that she was an original and she got the perks of being an original. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is you weren't.
Yeah. And I still will always point out, I'm like, the OGs, well, including Jill. And she gets a little pissy, but I'm like, you weren't. You didn't even go to our studio. You used to drive past our studio to go to a different studio.
Yeah.
Until there was a show there. And she's like, no, we were coming for the training. I'm like, no, you weren't. But whatever. So if you said if you were in an office building, if you weren't a dance teacher, what would you do? What would your career have been if you weren't a dance teacher?
I wasn't a dance teacher. I would have been an attorney.
Oh. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Vivi. Her faces back there are amazing.
Own like some sort of store or something, like a jewelry store or something.
Oh,
like,
boutique. Yeah.
Like, no.
I don't want to work at one.
So I do. That's my lifelong goal, to work at a jewelry store.
One or something.
No, I would be an attorney. I'd want to be an attorney.
I actually think you probably would be a pretty good attorney.
Yeah.
Like you would just be
funny.
These faces are amazing.
Attorneys have to be somewhat theatrical when they're in the court. So I would fit the bill.
Yeah.
I wish that I would have went to law school.
That's interesting. I always told Chloe, I was like, maybe you should be an attorney because that little brat likes to argue with me, but that's just her arguing with me.
Yeah. It's different to argue with your mom.
Totally. When people ask us all the time, like, what was the hardest part about being on the show? My answer is always the schedule, because I thought it was brutal. I mean, there's a million things that were hard. What do you think the hardest part was?
Well, I definitely think the schedule was even tougher for me.
100%. I've said that a million times. I'm like, Kathy had to drive then after this.
Well, yeah. So 6 weeks, I remember we would be off on Monday and then I'd have to get in the car and drive over there, you know, and then sometimes I would come home and I hated the roads and I didn't want to drive after dark. So, but even when they came to me, the schedule was difficult and I took a lot of static on social media. You know, well, she doesn't know how to choreograph her own dances and why does she have guest choreographers and blah, blah, blah. Well, the reason why was because, you know, you were given a window this big to teach the kids. Mm-hmm. And then my teams would go back to their hotel and they would practice in the nighttime at 3 o'clock when they would shut down filming. They would go and practice. Well, somebody had to practice with them. But I was at the dance studio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I would be teaching my real life classes and trying to keep my business, you know, up and running.
Yeah.
That's why a choreographer would come in. Well, then I got smart and I was like, hey, I want Erin to choreograph. Of course, that didn't happen till the very end. I want Erin to choreograph because her and I can throw out what I want her to put in, and it's more homegrown than getting all these people. Although I will have to say, I loved Anthony.
Oh, Kelly she doesn't love Anthony because of what he said about Paige.
I loved him, and we had a great chemistry that was so much fun. And he occasionally reaches out to me, occasionally. And we saw him in Atlanta.
Dance Masters.
Yeah, Vivi didn't realize it. He kept staring at her, said hi, and Vivi was like, who is that? Then he wrote to me, hey, I just saw Vivi at Dance Masters.
You're like, why is this man staring at me?
Yeah.
She was like hit me on the back and was like, hi. And I was like, oh.
I get that being weird, Vivi. You're like, I don't know you. Can you not touch me? Thank you. Well, no, and that makes sense because Abby had Gianna to rehearse with the girls. You know what I mean? Like, and so that totally makes sense.
She had other teachers teaching the other classes too.
Right. And
like she had a tap teacher. Yeah. She had a ballet teacher.
Exactly. You know. And I was doing, Erin and I were doing it all. You know, of course, we do have other teachers, but we had three rooms going on. So I had my own workload.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Abby had already made the concessions in the studio to like rearrange things to revolve around the show, where the show wasn't at your studio full time. So you had to like squeeze it in. We always talk about how the schedule was brutal for you because especially in those first six, like we'd be exhausted. And then on our dark days, you'd have to drive to Ohio and Vivi was little, like she was the littlest.
Yeah. She missed all of kindergarten, but I do have. And I've said this publicly now, and I don't care. What can they do? I don't think they can come back after me. But Vivi's first grade, it was during Mother's Day, and the school had a mom tea, and I wanted to go so bad.
Aww. It
was Friday, and we had to travel. We had filmed all week long, and I called him up and lied and told him I was sick and that I wasn't going to make it so that I could go to her tea.
Oh, I used to do that shit all the time, Kathy. Every time me and Abby fought, well, not every time, but a lot of the times it was to get Brooke to be able to go to a school dance or something. That was like the basis of why we weren't there. They would say, oh, Brooke got thrown out because she sucked in her dance or whatever. But it was because she wanted to go to a school dance or something.
Not me. I really just fought with Abby.
No, I fought with her too. But I mean, a lot of the things, like you'll notice, like when Brooke wasn't there or whatever, it was because homecoming dance or.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, and I mean, it was difficult trying to keep normalcy.
Of course. Of course it was. What little there could have been, you know, what little there could have been. Okay. So something that we have realized, and actually it wasn't just when we do the recaps of the show, we realized this when we were filming. It used to drive me nuts because regardless of what the truth of a situation was, Abby used to be able to like say whatever she wanted and manipulate it, and people would believe it. She would be like, Chloe never goes to class. And so like the world is like, Chloe never goes to class. You never pay your bills. Yeah. You never tried to get a private. We're like, no, we tried to get privates. We just couldn't get them. But one thing I say, and I bring this up every freaking single time, is didn't it make you nuts how she would attack your credibility as a dance teacher?
Well, of course.
But I mean, that used to, because I was like, that's bullshit.
In the grand scheme of things, I know that you guys feel differently about Abby than I do, because I probably knew Abby before, well, not you, Kelly, but I probably knew Abby before you, Christy.
Oh, for sure.
I met her in like 1988.
Yeah, no, you definitely knew her before me.
I feel that Abby did kind of what I did. She became bigger than life and she said what she knew the producers wanted to hear. So she was playing the acting game. It's just that you guys were with her all the time. But oh yeah, I used to feel so beaten when I would turn and walk away and she would say, you know, you're a joke.
Ugh.
I knew that it was part of what we were doing, but the audience didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So of course, you know, there were the people that were the haters that capitalized on that and losing. Well, you even talked to me about that, Christy, about we were in Cleveland and we kicked the pants off of you guys.
Yes.
Before the show ever happened.
Yeah.
Some of the numbers you did that year, there was Yadros, there was Sail Away, because we did Sail Away the exact same year.
That's funny.
Tied with my girl, Emily, for top overall. So we were on the same playing field. Abby's very creative and her dancers are amazing.
Yes.
And prior to the show, I used to look upon Abby as a mentor because I thought that she was so brilliant in her creativity. And I still think that to this day.
Yeah, I do too. She's definitely a great choreographer.
For sure.
I just feel like, you know, one of the things that I used to hate, I hated the reunion show that the new team was there. Those new moms, the blonde lady that was from New England, Cloud.
Oh. I was still there, right?
Yes. And they were attacking me about things that were like storyline. And I kept thinking to myself while I was sitting there filming, come on, guys, this isn't real.
They play along. Well, we used to say that with Melissa and stuff. They would tell us things that we had to, you know, get to that day, and we would do it. And when somebody doesn't play along with you, it makes it very difficult.
I kept saying, you signed up to be on a reality show. You signed up to be on a reality show. Like,
you know, I saw those moms. Vivi was in that thing that was big there for a while. What was it called? Cabaret for a Cause.
Oh, yeah.
And Vivi danced, and all of them were there. And I was a nervous wreck because I just didn't want to be near them because they were vicious. And they came up to me and said, you know, we were just playing. We really think that you're awesome. We think you're a doll, blah, 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 blah. So then I became friendly with them.
Okay. So basically every time that somebody who came in that like didn't quite get it, that's why I never liked when they would bring new people on. I'm like, they don't get it. Like, they don't get it. It's hard. And they're just like, well, you have to get it on a lot of levels. I mean, like, how many times did you feel like you were being set up? Like, every day?
I think then people felt like they got it because they watched the show. But it's different to, like, watch the show and think of what, like, people's characters are than what is really happening. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Did you come up with all of your candy apple puns?
Everything but Whoville called They Want Your Nose Back.
You didn't come up with that? Who came up with that?
Oh, I can't remember who he was. Adam had dark hair kind of on the slight side.
I don't remember Adam.
I mean, with Adam as a camera guy.
No, sound.
I don't remember. They would sometimes come at me with something and I'd be like, I am my own material. You don't need to fill my head.
Sometimes they would say more in the chair. They would be like, can you say this? And I would look at them and I'd go, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. I'm not saying that.
The interview stuff was different though. You know, you have to read that verbatim with what they set up. So that stuff, I never considered that.
Like your lines. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, I wasn't talking to you. That was just came into my head.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, you always did have a witty comeback for sure. I still love, and this is such an important question. I think I asked you this on my podcast, but I'm going to ask you this here now because this is one of the most important questions from Dance Moms. Was the bag you hit Abby with designer?
It was my flat in London.
Okay.
That was a brand that was hot for a minute. Okay. And it was adorable because it had like a very British looking seal.
Okay.
Little dogs, and it was embossed. The purse was like this big. It had like maybe a wallet, maybe
my lipstick.
Was it a little Louis in there? Did you have a little Louis inside of it?
I didn't have any little Louis. I had big ones. And it was brand spanking new. I had not carried it but that time.
Well, it's funny. Because this was the episode we were supposed to recap, but I did not know. I was not there. I was in big fat trouble that week. But I didn't know that Abby cried and called her mom after you hit her.
Oh, she called her mom? Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, she cried and called her mom.
I love whenever she threw the water on you. It was like, oops, I didn't know the lid wasn't on. Like, okay.
Yeah. Well, and you know, again, there's a backstory to that scene. I had been sick all week with bronchitis. So I was really sick. We were in Detroit. It was snowing and cold out. I had a dress on that was lacy. So there were lots of holes in it.
Uh-huh.
And literally after I got doused by Abby, and what made me very upset was, of course, you know, I always had to go in to your dressing room.
Oh, I hated that. Yeah.
So I walked in, I said something and turned and walked out. And as I was turning, the crew was standing there and they pushed me back in.
Oh, now, God.
If you watch that episode, I'm walking in and I'm going, That did not happen. And that is so stupid. And you can tell that that's edited in, and it's so stupid. So after I got doused by Abby, then turned around and got hit again by
Jill,
I was soaked all the way down to my underwear. And my team was running around after the lights were down, trying to find towels, trying to find hair dryers, just to get me dry so I didn't need to go outside in the cold and walk to my car.
Oh, well, those are nice people.
Yes, go ahead.
Say hi to my best friend.
She has a friend who absolutely is bonkers over you two.
My best friend loves Dan's mom.
She loves you. Really? So she would love for you to say hi to her.
Yeah, hi, Maya.
Okay.
Hi, Maya.
That's always so funny when it's like, our kids have friends that are fans of the show that they grew up on. That's where it becomes beyond us, because people always ask us. I'm like, it's not us. It's like its own entity. You know, it's like this weird, it's hard to describe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird thing. So any final thoughts from you, Kathy, before we go over to the after party? We have an after party on Patreon. You're welcome to join us, but if you need to go, you're welcome to run.
I still have time. It's 1:15. I still have time.
We'll jump over the after party, but any final thoughts just for our regular listeners?
I think that my final thoughts are, it definitely was an experience that most people in the world don't get to say that they did. Mm-hmm. When you look at the bad, there was a lot of bad. There were a lot of tears. There was a lot of frustration. But then when you come over here and you look at us sitting and laughing and reminiscing and being friends and the relationships that were built with some of us, that was good. That was a super nice thing. And I always appreciated you, Christy, more than you would ever know.
Cry.
Was when we were all out eating lunch and they kept hammering you.
Oh.
Open up about Vivi, and Vivi had no idea at the time that she was adopted. And I wanted that to be very organic. And I used to say, that's my reality. It's not the world's reality.
Yeah.
And you were such an ally when it came to that. Even though after that, we had our little altercation in LA.
Oh, yes. I choked you. I know.
Knew that you were looking out for the best interest of someone. And I always felt very heartfelt about that.
Aw, Kathy. And to flip it, like, so this is going to become like Christy and Kathy kumbaya. The day that I left, like the day I left the show, Kelly, obviously you were gone. But when Abby said that horrific stuff about Chloe, and I mean, I was destroyed that day. It had been a long time coming. There was a lot. You can see the mental breakdown. And when we were walking down that hallway, and I had been in that room with women that I had known for 10, 15 years at that point, and nobody came out and checked on me except for you.
And it wasn't on camera.
It was the day I got arrested.
Yeah.
But one of them called me.
Hold on. I was there.
I said not one of them.
Oh, okay. I just want you to be clear. I was there. But no. And that's why. And it wasn't like you came up to me on camera. I mean, they might have filmed it. I don't remember. But it wasn't a camera thing. It was like you were genuinely checking on me.
But I think everybody had to have everybody's back.
Yeah. Yep. So we might have fought. We might have wanted to kill each other. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think you know who you get a very real read on people in situations like that. So mwah, Kathy, love you. You can fight with me anytime. You can come back to the bar. You can hang out with us. I'll never choke you again.
That's good. My favorite pair of earrings got broke with that incident.
I don't even recall that incident. I really don't.
She swears that she didn't touch you.
I'm like, I don't think I touched her. But I mean, maybe I did. I don't know. You know.
Those kind of moments are always like you're in a fog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you block them out.
And it's hard to sit and recap all of the minuscule details because it happened and your brain is just like, whoa, is this really happening? You know, and that's when my team kind of left me and turned it all on me that it was my fault. But
I mean, look, I apologize if I did choke you. I'm sorry. If I didn't choke you, I'm sorry. So look, we've all moved on. I'm glad you didn't have me arrested. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because right now I think I'm the only dance mom without a rap sheet.
Wait a minute. Somebody just told me that, oh, it was Abby. She called the police when I hit her with my purse. And she said, you have not a warrant out for my arrest, but there is a report in Detroit on me. So, boy, if I go there, I'm going to have to really behave and not do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? I don't know. Oh, God, you're going to be in TMZ next week. Just you wait. All right, Kathy. Well, thank you. Oh, wait. For everybody who's listening and they want to follow Kathy, tell them where to find you.
You can find me on Instagram. It's, I don't even know what it is. I think it's official Kathy Nesbitt Stein.
It's not Poodle Toes any longer?
No, no. And I have a verified Facebook, which I've been pretty active on and I'm gaining, you know, I never did any of that when you guys did it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like sucking hind tit. I don't have millions like you, but...
Sucking hind tit.
Social media is growing.
All right. Well, everybody go follow Kathy so she doesn't suck a hind tit. Dear God. All right. We're going over to the after show now. We'll see you on that side. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Bar.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
And check out our YouTube channel, Back to the Bar, if you want to watch the episodes. The channel is linked in our show notes.
And if you want to join our weekly after party,
where we dish even more dirt,
like naked pizza, hell. Subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/backtothebar. See you next time.
See you next time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.